right. If I could get everybody to stand for the reading of God's word and prayer, I'm going to be reading from Leviticus 6, starting with verse 8. The Lord said to Moses, "Give Aaron and his sons this command. These are the regulations for the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to remain in the altar hearth throughout the night till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar. The priest shall then put on his linen clothes and linen undergarments next to his body and shall remove the ashes of the burnt offering that the fire has consumed on the altar and place them beside the altar. Then he is to take off these clothes and put on others and carry the ashes outside the camp to a place that is ceremonially clean. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out." Father God, I just want to thank you and praise you again for this day. Thank you for this building. Thank you for the heat and the lights that we have. Father, help us to continue to worship you, to praise you, to lift your name above all others. Father, be with us now as we go into your word. Help us to understand it. Help us to take it into our hearts and our minds that we can further your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. All right. How many campers do we have out there? Everybody been camping? How about, have you ever heated with firewood? Yeah, you gotta stoke that fire all the time, right? Well, what do you do when you're camping? And that night you're going to sit around the campfire and everything. What kind of logs do you put on there? Put some pretty big ones, don't you? And why do you want to put them big ones on there? Well, some of us guys, because we want to see the flame get really big. But it's so that those big logs are going to burn all night long, aren't they? So in the morning when you get up, you still have coals in there. And so what do you do in the morning when you get up? You throw some more logs on the fire. You build them up. You get that fire roaring again. Okay. So in Leviticus, they're being told that the fire on the altar is to be kept burning constantly. It never goes out. It's the fire where they're burning sacrifices. Okay, so they have to get up in the morning and they to throw more logs on. Well, the night before they had to throw more logs on because they were burning the offerings all day long. In the morning they throw more logs on, they rearrange the burnt offerings. That offering in the smoke is being taken up to heaven. Okay? So in the morning when you get up, do you stoke your fire every morning? Do you open up your Bible? Do you read God's word? Do you pray to God every morning? Do you stoke your fire every morning? You send that offering up to God every morning. They had to do it in the Old Testament. Okay, we're supposed to do it now. Your morning prayers, you know, it takes it up to God first thing in the morning. Are you stoking your fire every morning? What do you do if you don't stoke your fire every morning? When you're camping, if you don't get up in the morning and you don't put wood on the fire, what happens? It dies, doesn't it? So are you stoking your fire every morning? You've got to have that fire burning every day. So throughout the day, you're able to go to the Lord when something happens at work. Okay, you know what to do. You've read His Word. You've put that Word into your heart. You put that Word into your mind. You've prayed to God. You know what you need to do when something happens at work. You go to God. So you're stoking that fire again. That night, the big game's on TV. The new show's coming up. Before you go to bed, are you tired? You just go to bed. You throw the fire before you go to bed. You keep the fire burning. Okay? You gotta keep it burning. You can't let it go out. The priests were told the fire is continuously, must be kept burning. It must not go out. We're the same way. If you're not continuously feeding that fire is going to go out. You guys, you know, everybody here has been camping. They've heated with firewood. You know, they know if you don't feed that fire, it's going to go out. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and the old gone and the new has come. So when you accept Christ, you're a different person. Okay? You got to remember to build that fire every day, because that new person needs that fire. Do you remember, for some it's a little longer than others, but do you remember when you first accepted Christ? Do you remember when you first realized what Christ could do for you? Do you remember that excitement that you had? Do you remember to tell everybody? Everybody. I got to tell everybody. You guys not know what Christ can do for you? I got to tell everybody. You got some funny looks from some people, didn't you? You know, what happened to him? You went to church Sunday. Oh, okay. Do you remember what it was like? The excitement? You couldn't contain it. It was bubbling out all the time. And as you stayed, there were days that, I'm tired. Big game on last night. I stayed up a little too late. Got to get up. Got to rush around, get to work. Forgot to put the log on the fire that morning. So throughout the day, things didn't go right. Get home that night, and now you're tired, and everything's behind, and I'm just going to go to bed. And you forgot to put the log on the fire again. So the next day, you get up, and a little bit of that excitement's gone away. Or you put the log on the fire, but for some reason, this came to me when I was studying for this. When you came to know the Lord, and you had all that excitement, it seems to calm down. I don't want to say it goes away, but it seems to calm down. Now, when we have the faith of a child, okay, the child's told about Jesus. They believe it, and they tell other people. We believe in Jesus, but how many people during the day did you tell about Jesus? You might have said your prayers. You might have stoked fire. You might have read His Word. But sometimes the more we get into His Word, the less we share with other people. I don't know whether that's because, I just don't know. I just know that sometimes you talk to a person that tells you they're a Christian, they read the Bible every day, but you've never heard them talk about, so what kind of wood are you using? You know, you're stoking the fire good? You know, good piece of oak or hickory in there that's going to burn a long time. You're throwing a little twig on there that burns up and it's gone. Where's that excitement? You know, in Matthew verse 28, everybody knows what I'm going to say, right? But what are we told in Matthew 28? One of the last things. Verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. You doing that? You're reading His Word, putting wood on the fire. Are you putting big logs on there? Are you able to go out and do what we're told to do? That's not a suggestion. We're commanded by Jesus Christ to go out and tell people about Him. Do you do? Do we just say, well, you know, we have a pastor. That's his job. Yeah, it is his job. It's also his job to tell you guys that it's your job. He's on vacation. So I'm here and I'm telling you guys that's your job. Okay? I read it in the Bible. I believe the words of the Bible. Bible says that's what we're supposed to do. Why don't we? Got another question for you. Do you get dressed properly in the morning? Do you dress properly? You got up, you said your prayers, you read your Bible, but did you dress properly? Because it's a battle out there, people. So are you dressing for battle? Because over in Ephesians, back in chapter 6, we're told how to dress. Starting with verse 10, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord, and in His mighty power, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, and the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the saints." Do you dress properly in the morning? You can get up and you can put the wood on the fire. You can pray, but do you dress? Do you get ready for the battle? And it's a battle every single day. I would love to say, it's smooth sailing. Don't worry about it. We got this covered. It's a battle out there every day. All you got to do is turn the TV on. All you got to do is flip the radio on, depending on what station you have. You got to dress properly in the morning. You got to be ready. It's not going to, people aren't going to just say, "Well, he's a Christian. You know, he can, he's a good guy. We'll just leave him alone today. We won't come at him today, and you know, we'll just let him go about his business." That's not going to happen, people. It's a battle every day. So if you don't get up, you don't stoke your fire in the morning, and you don't dress properly before you leave the house, you don't even have to leave the house. It's going to hit you. Okay? They're going to come after you. You have to get prepared. When you were in school or even at work, you prepare for that. Don't you get ready for the day? I mean, you know what you got going on. You know what you've got to do. You get prepared for it. You go in and you start your day. It's the same way when you get up in the morning. You got to start your day properly. You got to put wood on the fire. You've got to let that Holy Spirit come to you. You've got to get dressed properly. You've got to remember you're a new person. You're a child in Christ. You need to go out. You need to let the world know, okay, who Jesus Christ is and what He's done for you. I got this message because of a couple of things I read. So when you're reading, when you're watching stuff throughout the day, what are you putting in? What are you putting on your fire? You got to keep the fire burning all day. So what are you putting on the fire? Did you get tired? Lay your sword down. Lay your shield down. Armor's getting a little heavy. Let me take it off. Let me relax a little bit. Relaxing's nice. The enemy is not relaxing. The enemy's out there. Coming after you, especially when you put that fire in the morning. The enemy's saying, "We got to go get this one. We got to throw a little water on that fire there. That fire's burning too bright." The enemy's coming after you. So you got to get up in the morning. You got to stoke your fire. You got to get dressed properly. And you got to go out and you got to let people know about Jesus Christ. If the church isn't talking about Jesus Christ, who's going to talk about Him? That's our job. Now, I know some of you think you're retired, but you got a
job. Okay? You're retired, but you got to tell people Jesus. You got to get up and stoke your fire in the morning too. You got to get up and get dressed. You got to let people know. If we're not letting them know, who's going to tell them? That's what you put on the armor for. Because then you're ready. I want to reemphasize. I want to go back to Leviticus 6:13. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out all day long. I don't know if any of you have ever been camping in the winter. Some of you said you heated with firewood, so you know what it takes through the day. But if you've ever been on a winter camp out, all day long, you've got to keep wood on that fire. You got to keep the fire burning. Same way with our life. If you're going to be a follower of Jesus, you've got to keep the fire burning. There's a lot of people that think that as long as they come to church, they're good to go. And that's a start. That's a great start. But there's more to being a follower of Jesus Christ than to walking through those doors on Sunday morning or Wednesday evening. Is it good? Absolutely. Because when you're here, you're around. They give you that support. So when you're you got other Christians around you, you're in your armor here, and they're in their armor here, and they're in their armor here, and the arrows are coming, but they're being taken care of. The evil one's coming, but knock him out. Because we all got that armor on, because we dressed properly, stoked our fire that morning. So when you're by yourself and you stoke the fire and you get dressed properly and you go out, you're able to do the same thing. I don't care where you work. Whether you're a pastor and you come into a church every day, whether Debbie goes to work at IDES every day, she's surrounded by godly people. I go to a factory. I'm not. Trust me. You still have to have your armor on. You still have to stoke your fire. Because I don't care where you work, the arrows are going to come at you. You have to be ready for them. Whether you leave the house or not, the arrows are going to come at you. You have to be prepared for them. So what's the commercials? You start your day out right and they got some cereal or whatever. You know, you eat. It's supposed to make you ready for the whole day. Me, I'd rather have some eggs and sausage, but, you know, that's me. You fuel your body to keep going. Intake. You got to eat. You got to fuel your mind, too. You've got to fuel yourself for God's grace. You've got to be able to understand why you accepted Christ in the first place. So you have to read your Bible. But it doesn't stop there. Then you have to go out and you have to tell people. Kevin's not here this week. I don't know if any of you were on Facebook and saw they got picked up at the boat dock on Mackinac Island and they rode snowmobile and a sled to the house where they were staying. And then later on in the week, we get a picture of, looked like a Stephen King movie up there with a fog and a big mansion and everything, so the snow's melting up there. So I hope they got off the island. Probably had to carry it or pull it in a wagon back because all the streets had melted, all the snow off the streets. But he'll be back next week. Just because he's not here at this time, every week in our service, if you have not accepted Christ as your Savior, this is the time to do it. Kevin's not here. Matt's here. I'm here. Mike's here. Mark's here. We can take care of that. When you leave here today, if you didn't throw a big enough log on your fire, get that fire built up.